Behold, an army shall come.
A fire burneth before them, and behind them is a flame that burneth. The land before them is as the garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they shall run. Join firmly Lazarus, and he takes you on a journey into God's own word. It's building time, building time.
As long as there are God seekers, all right, there will be dimensions from God that will keep operating. You know what I'm saying here? As long as there are what? God seekers, there will be what? Dimensions from God that will keep operating. So we are talking about wisdom for what? A young minister. You must discern times and seasons. God did not cause it to rain upon the earth, for there was not a man. Of men can provoke the outpour. The presence of men can unleash moves. The presence of men can break dimensions loose. Once there are men who are hungry and thirsty enough to say, Lord, we will not rest until this dimension comes, there is a God to say, I've been waiting for you. God is in the business of waiting for men who will tarry for a dimension. There is a book I read, and the man said, give me time now or I die. Until men come to the point of, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. You see, God is not hiding from people. He only wants the new lovers. Those who love him enough that they will wait. You see, in Matthew 7:7, it is they that seek that finds. I mean, it is he that knocks that it will be what? Opened up to him. I mean, yes. What many people do is that you will knock. After you have knocked, it will be opened unto you. But after it has been opened unto you, you have to seek to find. So many knock, it is opened up to them, but they don't seek, so they don't find it. You know, to knock and the door is open is to experience a bit, a tip of the move of God. And that's why some men also did a dispensation, but they didn't enter into accuracy to bet the counsel of God for the dispensation. Hold on. When we fail to enter our trace to bet the whole council, we have created an open door for the enemy to criticize the move. So every move is criticized and knocked down because there were men who knocked. But after it has been opened, they didn't seek to find accuracy of what the Lord would be doing. And the moment there are no accuracy in moves, the enemy will use that loophole as a stronghold to pull down the move of God. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? Alright, so God wants to do things that will last. And there has to be men that will go and dig deeper in the realm where that lasting touch is. Listen to me. Please pay attention. Pay attention. While you are starting to move with God, you will hear things that will excite you. But never you think that is all that should be heard. There is more. You see, with God, there is always more. Huh? With God, there is what? Always more. So God doesn't even want us to just knock. You experience the first manifestation, but this thing is an entire lifestyle. Beyond the feeling, there is the reach of a life. It is deep. You are not to work. You are to dive into the manifestation of God for your dispensation. And just like I was saying, that while it is raining, you have certain fruit that comes with certain seasons, right? In the midst of revival, there are certain operations that comes to it. So many people don't know. While revival is going on, you must discern. Because certain anointing for ease of certain operations are punctured down. So a man that ushers in revival is a man that has ushered in not just the move brings things along with it. You know what I'm saying? In the land of Israel, in the days of Eli, when the word of the Lord was cast, one of the things that the move of dryness brought was immorality. Anywhere there is dryness, the enemy will perch. But by the time Samuel came on board, did you see that? When Samuel came on board, a new move came. When men steps on the scene with different steps, a new move will come. Moves, amen? Men don't come because move came. Moves come because men came. Let me explain again. Men don't come because moves came. Moves come because men came. So every move you see in the body of Christ is a reflection that there is a man that has dared to dig deeper to usher in these things. Now there are pioneers of move and there are beneficiaries of moves. Pioneers of moves will not experience the usual and normal kind of meeting. Pioneers of moves will not experience the usual and the normal kind of what? Leading. These ones, because they want to usher in something that is beyond them, God will train them behind the mountain. When a man is a pioneer of a move, God will take dedicated attention to build what he wants to build in him. So in every move, there are things that moves punctures down to the earth. And there are men that they cannot rise except somebody has gone to prepare the way for them. And that's why there is a need for pioneers in every generation. Pioneers will go ahead. These ones, they are the ones that, they are strange kind of men. Because God doesn't release these ones to do what they want to do. God releases them to do what He, the Lord, wants to do. Because they are going to prepare the way for an entire generation. Because when they prepare the way, it becomes easy for millions to step into it. Some people puncture the veil of the healing movement, while some ministers rose and began to operate in it. You see, those that will puncture the veil of the seasons, these are colossals. They are men that God will seek upon their lives. They have no lifestyle of men. Their ways have been changed. Their tongues have been translated. They've been given a heart that is as strong as hot iron, hot against the enemy. These ones have no true ambition. They are not men of war. They are commandos. They have no plan A and plan B. They have just plan A. You either do these things or you do it. See, there are men of war who turn their back in battle. There are men that God has prepared. These ones cannot turn back. Because the length of preparation of a soldier is an indication of the effectiveness of the war he's going to fight. The more the preparation, the more sophisticated the assignment is. If the preparation is short, the assignment is not special. Is somebody getting me here? So these men that will usher in season, their preparation is not short because their assignment is special. I have seen men that God led to go into retreat for 10 years.
I have seen men that God led. He will not allow them to leave a location for years. I have seen men that God led. He will tell them, don't marry now because there is something I'm doing with you. Instructions are person-specific. You cannot duplicate the person's instruction because his assignment is different. So there are men that God will prepare. These are battle horses. They are men prepared for such a time like this. They will dig deeper. They are not just men who are taking advantage of moves. They are men who are punctuating it down. Hey! Oh Lord, that you will find men again. Sir, the moment there are men, the counsel of God will pour. The day Samson came on the board, Israel began to experience deliverance. When Samuel came on the board, the word of the Lord became available. When David came on board, leadership in Israel became available. Check who's at the gate. The moment men come on board, dimensions will be released. See, men don't come on board because they are shouting. Men come on board because they are waiting. Huh? The way God sees a new man is in the place of waiting. God doesn't search for men in churches. He searches for them in private places. He searches for men in secret places. Those who will wait, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Why is the strength going to be renewed? Because it is a long walk. Somebody get what I'm saying here? The strength needs to be renewed because it is what? A long walk. So you must understand the operation of times and seasons. We are in such a time like as this. But what season are we? You will see the season to the degree that your eyes of understanding is enlightened. Because if you can't decode the season, you cannot benefit from the fruit of it. You need to decode that this is the season. You see, it is your understanding of the season that we have that will determine your activity at that time. You cannot be in the season of rain and not be planting. So the moment you see a season, your understanding of the season should determine your activity. Men who brought in the season have constant activity, but men who benefit have to be called. We are in the season in the body of Christ that there is revival. It is a dangerous time for anyone to be a child. So the wisdom of ministry is that operations come per time. And operations come not just per time, but as certain men dare to break it loose. And these are men who does not just have the Holy Ghost, but men who are doing something with the Holy Ghost. Because it is one thing to have the Holy Ghost. It is another thing to do something with the Holy Ghost. You know, I listened to Apostle Agome and he asked the question that what will you do with the Holy Ghost? Ketun Kuman brought something down with the Holy Ghost. Benny Hinn punctured a move with the Holy Ghost. You know, I was praying to God about a manifestation in my apostolic ministry, and God told me that certain man has brought it down. Go and give yourself to his messages. Listen, when men brings in a move, to say you will not listen to them is not to participate in the move. You cannot. These men has ushered in a move. To say you will not give them your attention is to exempt yourself from the move. Why? These men, God has conferred something upon them. And anything that will be coming in that time will come into these men. These are men that have changed stature from being men to becoming gays. So men who bring in moves are no longer just men, they are gays. And for you to enter into the dividends of the move, you must come in via this gate. These gates are open. They are open portals. Not just for you to see and admire them, but for you to come in. Are you getting what I'm saying here? For you to come in. Not just come in and then listen to them and participate in the place of the move. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? So certain men have brought in a dimension, and these men are gates of this move. I pray that God will find gates.
Amen.
So to participate in a season, check for men who came on board that brought in the season. What are they doing? What did they do to bring in this manifestation? You cannot separate yourself from the body and yet have what is flowing in the body. Hi. Is somebody else what I'm saying here? There are men that they have become gates when it comes to prayer. And when these men stand to pray, see, one of the ways you know these men is that if you come close to them or give yourself to what is flowing from them, the possibility at work in your life, in their lives, become a possibility at work in your life. So this is, you participate in the move by humbling yourself enough to come in through this gate. We are all born again Christians, but we are not all gates to certain manifestations. So Elijah the Tishbite, it was all of a sudden, we just heard, and there came a man, Elijah the Tishbite. The announcement of men is sudden, but their preparation is not sudden. So what I'm saying is, announcement is sudden, but no preparation is what? Sudden. When it comes to preparation, God takes time to sit on men to bear realities. So you may hear about the emergence of a man. Listen, what you are hearing is the product of what God has been cooking for a long time. Every fine restaurant has a kitchen that is not as fine as the reception hall. The place of waiting is the kitchen of manifestations. In that place, we see there are men, there is heat in the kitchen. Pots placed on fire, get hot. You know what I'm saying? Things will be boiled with time. In the place of waiting, we experience heat. The place of waiting is not a beautiful place. Only a foolish builder wants foundation to be beautiful. Foundations are not designed to be beautiful, they are designed to be strong. You get what I'm saying here? So, in the place of waiting, it is not a place of beauty. Huh? The place of waiting is not a place of what? Beauty. It is a place where God is cooking something. And when God calls men, He calls them into the secret place, away from the sight of carnal men and the enemy, and He prepares them as a battle horse, and release them. And when He releases them, they, in turn, release the move. Every move released is a function of men released. So times and seasons in the body of Christ are a function of men who have prevailed to enter into this realm. And that's why when God is giving you a nudge, look at the man called Abraham. God called him away from his father's house, because everything God wants to birth cannot be birthed in the midst of crowd. Everything God wants to birth cannot be birthed in the midst of crowd. So God calls men away from the crowd. Men who will open realities are not men of the crowd. The crowd will gather because God is somewhere. So you have to pay more attention to where the fire is burning. I told you that every public glory is a reflection of secret groaning. Men don't just appear. Men appear because there is a preparation. So God did not cause it to rain upon the earth because there was not a man to till the ground. As long as Samson was not born, the Israelites were constantly defeated by the Philistines. Could it be that certain things are happening in your family because you have not emerged? Could it be that certain things are happening in your city because you have not emerged? The creation is waiting earnestly for the manifestation of the sons of God. A translation says that the creation is subjected to pain, waiting for sons to declare their sonship. We don't declare sonship by making noise. We declare sonship by manifesting. And the Bible says that the earnest expectation, right, of creation waits for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. God does not manifest babies. He manifests sons. Except babies are grown to become sons, there will be no manifestation. So revival are delayed in a land because babies are failed to grow. Once men step on board, moves comes up. Once men, so it tells us that God is a God who is always in the business of wanting to release moves. But there should be men. There should be men. There should be men. I want to give you a minute to just tell God, God, may I be a man that will tarry enough to be a custodian of a dimension. May I be a man. May I be a man. May I be that man that you will find. May I be that man that you will find that will be a custodian of a dimension. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let me show you something. Please pay attention. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. What is the reason why we are having delay in the emergence of men? I will show you. Why are we having delay in the emergence of men? In the book of Genesis chapter number 3, something happened there. When man fell, God told the serpent that, you see, from today you walk upon your belly and you eat the dust of the earth. And hope you know that a natural man is as good as the dust of the earth. Because when man fell, he fell to the level of the dust. And the serpent is to feed on what? Hi. May I not be at that level? Abba. May I not be at that level? Man that was operating in the stature of God fell. And he fell into the stature of what a common devil can do. And God said that, listen, I am putting enmity between the woman and the serpent, between your seed and her seed. The seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent, and the serpent will bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. And if God had said that the seed of the man, the devil will begin to fight every creation that is on earth, every man or woman that is born, you know, will be fought. But God said the seed of the woman, so it was confusing because women are not designed to have seed. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? Why did you so tight? Women don't have seed. So, but the devil heard that the victory of humanity will come through the seed of the woman. And the question is, who is the seed of the woman? And the devil began to check. Anyone that looks like is a potential, he started fighting them. He moved through Cain to kill Abel. He was in search for the seed of the woman. When Moses was born, and we saw that it was a proper child to look upon, the devil moved and then instigated Pharaoh to kill all males born. Because he knew that the one that was born is a male and was trying to kill him. So he didn't know the one, so he killed. See, the devil can fight an entire family just in search of one man. He can fight an entire church just because he's looking for somebody. In fact, the devil can cause some people to go into divorce just because there is a seed there that he wants to frustrate. The devil does not know the future, but he can guess. Was it a mere coincidence that when Jesus was born, all the male in that generation was also killed? All the troubles that happened across generations in the Bible were indications of the devil seeking for the seed of the woman. But the day came, a woman aligned herself as a virgin, though had been given out to somebody, espoused to him, but they would not go into immorality. And God found expression in her. And then the seed was born. Meaning that the dimension that will continuously bruise the head of the devil will not come from men. It will come from intercourse between men and God. The dimension that will consistently bruise the head of the devil will not come from men. It will come as a result of intercourse between God and men. So God needs to come and fellowship with men. There should be koinonia, participation. Something has to be better as a result of that fellowship. Only that thing has the capacity to bruise the head of the serpent in that generation. Ultimately, the devil has been defeated, but he's still fighting.
Amen. I said amen. Did somebody get what I'm saying here?
So, certain dimensions have been stopped because the devil was able to get some certain seeds. He got them. I'll show you seeds he got in the Bible. He got Saul.
Alright, he got him. He got Dinah. Genesis 34. It came to pass in those days or afterwards that Dinah, the daughter of Leah, that she bore unto Jacob, went out to see the womb, the daughters of the land, and she was defiled. And that was the end of her story. Samson was on the laps of Delilah. You know, you cannot sleep on the laps of Delilah and wake up to perform the miracles of Elijah. You cannot. You cannot. And he was busy sleeping on the laps of Delilah. And something... So can we pause on the man Samson a bit? Can we pause on him? Can we pause? Because something happened to Samson. Samson was a Nazarite. We have the code of the Nazarite in Numbers 16. And there are certain regulations that this set of people must not do. Let me tell you something. There are certain things that other Christians may be permitted to do, but because of what you are carrying, you are not permitted. He was not the only Nazarite in Israel. The Nazarite in Israel. But he had something that keeping to his code has to do with the deliverance of a whole nation. Somebody get what I'm saying here? He has something that keeping to the code has to do with the deliverance of the whole nation. And each time something violates the code of the Nazarite, and they call him to correction, Samson will show the manifestation of the anointing. That the anointing is still manifesting is not a proof that you are not where the devil wants you to be. Because long after a vessel is messing up, the anointing will still be flowing. And they will tell Samson, Samson, you have slept in the house of an harlot. And Samson will get up and block the whole city gate, and then uproot it, put it on his shoulders, and climb mountain, and show that the anointing is still there. Listen, sir. The pursuit of a man that God will keep using is not the anointing, but freshness. Let me come again. The pursuit of a man that God will keep using is not the anointing, but freshness. Ah! When you are fresh, you preach the same Bible verse, but it conveys different meanings. When you are fresh, it is the same John 3:16, but men are gathered and they are saying something else. Freshness is to be planted perpetually by the riverside. Planted. These are the plantings of God, the establishment of God. Men will perpetually drink from Him, day in and day out. Excuse me, sir. There are certain men in the Bible who were seed of the woman that God was going to use for that dispensation. The devil got them, but God rescued them. There were certain men like that. In fact, they would not even see their calling. One of such men is Saul of Tarsus. So God is not just in the business of establishing seed of the woman. There are some seeds who are not aware, and God is in the business of finding them. There are some seeds who are still masturbating. There are some seeds who are still in their parlor. There are some seeds who are still playing football. There are some seeds who are still, you know, doing series of things outside. There are some seeds who are still kicking against the bricks.
There are seeds. God is not just in the business of sowing seeds. He's in the business of locating the one he has sown. There are seeds who are not aware. Gideon was a man that God was going to use to rescue his own dispensation, his own generation. The Lord was on him, but Gideon was a man that was given to fear. And when God came, you see, when God comes to see a man, God doesn't call him by who he is, he calls him by who he should be. And when God called Gideon, he said, "Thou mighty man of valor." Could there be somebody here that God is calling the mighty man of valor? And he said, "Who is the mighty man of valor?" Because you may not look like seed, that's why it is a seed. You may not look like it, it's a seed. But I bet you that you will believe it is there and water it and watch something grow out of your life. You may not look like it, and that's why it's a seed. A seed may be trampled though it is planted on the floor. Men may be marching on you, but you are there. Men may come and do several things. They may even defecate on you. Excuse me, this fertilizer. They may come and insult the grace of God upon your life. But you see, criticism is a land in which a man of faith flourishes. They may criticize you, they may abuse you, they may scorn you. It doesn't change the fact that there is a seed there. Seeds are buried into the soil. Men may not see them, but they are there. Men may not know, but they are there. Men may not look upon it, but they are there. Certain things may be happening to your life, and you are checking. Is the oil of God still there? The seed is there. You may see a seed that the devil is fighting. The devil fights seeds. He fights the destiny of men. He wants to choke them. He wants to bury them. He wants to kill them before they emerge. But you are there. Somebody get what I'm saying here? Somebody get what I'm saying here? But you are there. So there are certain seeds that they began their lives in the hands of the devil, but God came and got them out. God is in the business of snatching men out. There are men who will usher in revival, usher in moves, manifestations in their local churches, in their schools, and now they are still like Gideon. They are sifting wheat to hide from the enemy they should destroy.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord just spoke to my spirit and I said, "I'm the Lord that plants seeds, and I sow every seed upon a good land." He said, but the awareness of the seed that is a seed is what connects him to the nutrients. Though planted on a good ground, but its awareness is what connects him to the good, to the nutrients. Though planted there, he may be malnourished until he's aware. Is somebody aware this morning? Though planted on good soil, but they may not see anything manifesting in their life, they ought to be aware. Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must first believe that he is, you must be aware. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must be aware of God's person in your life. You must be aware of his person as the rewarder. You must be aware of the one that is the one you must seek. When you are aware of these three things, you will see him. And look at the importance of times and seasons. So timing comes in the body of Christ when men shows up. See, there are men who are not passionate about anything too. Some men are not passionate about anything. Just the move of God. Just the move of God. That God will move. You know, I have been to programs, concerts, praise concerts. And let me say this to you, majority of what we call praise concerts in the body of Christ
majority of these things are just showcase of talent. A minister of God has gone beyond the level of talent. Now he is collecting what is of God and giving to men, not what he has. A minister of God has gone beyond the level of what? Talent. Now he is collecting what is of God and giving to the sons of men. Excuse me, sir. Where a man doesn't have talent, his ministry doesn't stop. Everything that is in God should belong to you, if only you collect. So that guy with one talent was more advantaged. Collect what is of God. And sometimes you look at people and you feel they are more talented than you. You get what I'm saying here? Let me say this to you. When God finds a man he wants to use, nothing can hold the man down. There was a time during my NYC days that I think he was aware then that something, a blackmail came from the clinic, the school clinic where I was working, that I have not been attending to children because I had to go and deliver something for somebody. All right, and then they decided that they would send a letter to NYC that I have not been performing my work, and probably I've been jeopardizing the life of children in the clinic. But before that time, I had prayed, and God told me that He's taking me back to Ife for the assignment wherewith He has called me. As a man that God's call is upon, the force taking you into the future is more than the force trying to keep you in the past. As long as the call of God is upon you, the force taking you into your destiny is more than the force trying to bury you in the past. Somebody get what I'm saying this morning? Right? We're looking at wisdom for what? Young minister. Your awareness of the season on ground is what dictates your depth of participation. You are aware not to know, you are aware to participate. God is bringing men into the awareness of His move so they can enter into participation. The climax of koinonia is not just fellowship. It is not just dining together. It is participation. God will take you to where the things are happening and He will say, come and participate in the process.
My cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsty of my soul.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are going to be a key agent of a revival, God must show you what He's doing. In every meeting you appear as a minister of God, God must show you what He's doing. God must show you what He's doing. God must show you what He's doing. You are to wait and see what He's doing. You are not to do what you want to do. You are to see what He's doing and establish it.
Healing in your body, but healing in your alignment.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I stand
Elementarily, prophecy is by inspiration. But as you progress, prophecy becomes a lifestyle of an aligned vessel. Elementarily, it is by inspiration. Perpetually, it will still be. But you come to a point that you are perpetually inspired. Every word of your mouth is tailored. The word of God in your mouth becomes God talking. Elijah entered it and he said, by my word. And it was in alignment with the counsel of God. Hallelujah. Once there is a man that will enter into alignment, a new season will come. So don't wait for season, wait for men. Or be the man. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Be the man. If God puts a weight in your heart, it's because he wants you to bear it. If God puts a weight, you notice you are in a place, and then there is a passion in your heart for a certain move of God. It means you are the one to carry the pregnancy. Who carries for you? The reason why I put the desire there, so you can bear it. God doesn't just invest desires and wait in men. He wants them to bear the manifestation. So you are in a season, you are in a place, and you are crying, when will God move in this place? The question is, when will you wait? The reason why you feel burdened in your heart for the move of God is because you are the man the move is going to come through. Those who have no burden can usher in no move. Kasada baladia to singra habaladi kiste beledisha. Mendo zikra haba English to bravo singra habi miste linisha. Me igon sumbra habi insta blohonde ki brahati ilugoste brostia. Mande ko onde ki balashi bravo vigista bladista. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pregnancy doesn't lead a woman to isolation, it leads her to a lifestyle. When a woman becomes pregnant, she has a lifestyle. A lifestyle that must be compatible with all that is necessary for the baby to be birthed. When a woman is pregnant, there are certain diets she must abstain from because there is something that is coming to her. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying that the pregnancy of the spirit within you is to usher you into a lifestyle. A lifestyle that will make conducive that which the Lord wants to produce to be birthed. The burden of God within you is separating you for a lifestyle. There is a lifestyle for the prophet. The moment a woman becomes pregnant, she has certain things she cannot do. And she has certain things she must do for the birthing to be possible and easy. Is somebody get what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
So God is bringing you into a point whereby you are pregnant. This is desire. And the pregnancy will lead you to a life. And this life here is that you are separated to a cause. You are devoted to a level of preparation because a baby is going to be birthed. And the Bible said, as soon as Zion travailed, she bent forth. Pregnancy leads men to a place of travailing. You travail. You know, we travail to prevail. As we begin to travail, we start travailing. It leads us to a place of travailing, a place of birthing. And have you seen where a woman is delivering before? When a woman is in the clinic to be delivered, it is not palatable. There is pain. There is no emergence that will not come with pain. The result is sweet, but the process is painful to some extent. To a large extent, let me not deceive you.
Because sometimes God will give you instructions that the flesh will groan. And when the flesh groan, when the flesh is groaning, the spirit man is glowing. Huh? When the flesh is groaning, the spirit is groaning. If you allow your flesh grow, you know, to glow and be glorified, your spirit will be groaning. So God is ushering in men that will be infused to pregnancy of the spirit. You are the one carrying the pregnancy, the body. You are the one that must bury it. Some men are carrying pregnancy for 10 years. They've not bettered. You must know the incubation period or the gestation period for what you are carrying. The passion, the weight of God in your life. May you not have stillbirth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, may you not have stillbirth. And I perceive that, you see, we're talking about wisdom for a young minister. And I want to stop at this point so you can pray. You get what I'm saying? We are going to pray. We'll continue later as God permits us. You know? But I want you to pray. You will talk to God. Have I come to a point? What season have I ushered into my family? What season have I ushered into the body of Christ? Have I come to a point where I'm beginning to usher in the season? Or am I even discerning the season at work now? Is God allowing it to rain where I am because I'm there? Or I am there and there is dryness perpetually? God will let it rain once there is a man to till the ground. Let us bow our heads and talk to God.